Did you know that there are thousands of volunteers across the world serving to create lasting impact on our communities? That is just one of the many facts about volunteerism that you will hear on The Spotlight every Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mariah, the Voice of Peace. Hello and welcome to The Spotlight on Radio Mariah. My name is Lebo and I am your host for the next hour. On The Spotlight, our keyword is volunteerism. And on this show, we profile people who pride themselves in taking on volunteerism as part of their everyday lives. This week, our Spotlight appearance is Aliru Omega Rose. Rose is originally from Uganda and working as a UN volunteer midwife with UNDP in South Sudan. Rose has previously worked as a midwife with the government of Uganda, National Referral Hospital Mulago, in maternal and child health for 10 years. And during this time, she co-currently worked with a young-friendly organization, an NGO, for 7 years. Rose is currently based in Juba and, of course, doing amazing work. Rose, welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you, Lebo. I'm privileged to be here in this Radio Mariah Sports Show on UNV activities.
Yeah. We're happy to have you here, Rose. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Blue?
Yes.
Any specific reason?
It makes the environment very conducive.
Yeah. Okay, it's a happy color.
Huh? Yeah.
And tell me, Rose, do you have a personal motto that you live by?
Yes, I do. My personal motto in life is, with God, everything in life is possible.
Absolutely.
So this implies that the sky is my limit. And if sky is my limit, then it means you can imagine how big I'll grow up. Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. That's a great motto to have.
I even believe I can fly a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want
to.
Yeah, that's a lovely motto to live by. Rose, we have already introduced you a little bit, but I want you to tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
Thank you. You haven't really done bad in introducing me. As you said, I'm Aliru Omega Rose, a midwife. I'm 40 years old. I work here with the UNFPA in State Ministry of Health, primary health care centers, about 6 of them. I'm a mother of 4. 2 girls, 2 boys, aged between 12 years to 6. I'm born from a humble Christian family. Before I came here, I've been working with the government of Uganda in Mulago National Referral Hospital for 10 years as a midwife. I also worked with an NGO called the Youth Friendly Center, called the Nagur Teenage Center, for 7 years. I love working with young people, and we did a lot for them there. Also, for 1.5 years, I worked as a volunteer with Makerere University Hospital. So I loved it so much because most of the people I worked with were old. When I'm not there, they will miss me. Come and help us. Come and put IV line and because their eyes could not see. I think that could help. Yeah.
Wonderful, Rose. Rose, please share with us your typical day in your current position as a midwife. What does your day look like when you wake up in the morning and then you get to work? What happens the minute you get to work?
My typical day is full of life saving. When you think of a midwife, you think of pregnant mothers, life-giving babies. And as an international UNV midwife working with the UNFPA, as I said, I work with the State Ministry of Health, 6 primary health care centers. I move in these facilities. I work from Mondays to Fridays. And then from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., at times up to 4:30, up to 5 p.m., depending on whether I'm linking with the training, with workshops. And basically, when I started newly, I moved 2 weekly in each facility before I could move to the next. I wanted to find out how things on the ground. I did my preliminary surveys to see how I can help these people in the facilities. Then eventually, after rounding all these facilities, I learned a lot. I knew what I could start with, and then I started reducing weekly on a weekly basis in each facility. Currently, I move 1 to 2 days in a week, but I have some 2 days which are specific for some specific groups in some 2 facilities. That's every Thursdays I go to Munuki Health Center to attend to the needs of young mothers, young pregnant mothers, teenagers or adolescents only, and I set that clinic day for them. And every Friday I move to Gure Health Center also teenage clinic only for the young mothers, because these people go through a lot. And apart from that, my main roles as an international UNV midwife in these facilities to build the capacity of health workers, especially the community midwives, student nurses, and midwives who come in the facility for field placement, ward managers, also mentor them. I do this through mentoring them, training, refresher courses with them. And most of our trainings are informal, and I like it because there's no cost attached to. You sit for a few time, just pick a small topic which they're able to understand. You let them practice what you have learned, and then you see their capacities. Really, it's very interesting that I do with them. I also, apart from that, I started teaching in Central Equatorial Institute of Nursing and Midwifery. Want to see these midwives come up, because we are having shortage in this country. We have very few midwives. So I want to see that I contribute my expertise in this area in the, with the students, so that they're able to come up well. I also participate in Juba Teaching Hospital and College of Nursing whenever I'm needed, because we are very few at times. That is a big hospital. I go and participate in assessing students' competency in their skills. We see them do as we, if they're doing it in the right way. Also, during their final examinations, I go and invite them to see that they do the exams well. At the end, they come up competent midwives. I also do coordinate activities between the health centers, the state ministry, and the UNFPA. So if there's anything like drugs and supplies from UNFPA, state ministry is not having, or the primary health care centers are not having, I let them know. And if there are drugs like in the UNFPA warehouse, I request for them, I take for them these drugs. I also attend policy level workshops, and where my expertise is contribution is expected, because on the ground, what is this policy like? Is how is it going to help us? What are we facing on the ground? So you let the policymakers know, so that they know if it is implemented, this is how we shall go about and how it can save.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, you do really amazing work. And, you know, Rose, because we know the mother-child mortality rates in South Sudan are quite high.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the work that you do is really is really important.
Thank you.
Know, it's important for you to know that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Yeah. And, Rose, what is your personal understanding of volunteerism?
Volunteerism, in my personal understanding, is work. When you work, you know that there's no pay in return you're expecting, or without monetary attachment. Volunteerism, you must be exemplary, and you must touch the hearts of people. There are some people who have given up in life. When you work with them, they should feel, oh, now there are people who are with us, there are people who remember us, who love us, who want to work with us. Even if you are not there, they will be able to remember and pick up in life, especially those who are in the most difficult areas where we are right now.
I mean, that's a great way of looking at what volunteerism because I believe that volunteerism is very personal to everybody, and not everybody looks at it the same way.
Surely.
Yeah.
It's a call.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
Call.
It's a calling.
You shouldn't
be
forced. If you are forced, you will not work.
It's not volunteerism.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. And Rose, in your journey as a volunteer, what are some of the greatest lessons you've learned?
I feel never underestimate the strength of an individual. Even if you know the individual has no experience in the field, because you never know this individual will be the one to drag you up with whatever skills the individual has. When you underestimate, it's very wrong. And I feel continuous education and refresher trainings are very vital in our everyday activities, because everything keeps on changing, and we need to do refresher trainings, which will help you push you ahead. Also, knowing what to do in life keeps you focused. Your personality also matters a lot at work place. It drags you either forwards or backwards. And sharing ideas with colleagues at workplace, team work is very necessary, because you achieve together faster and easily. I feel these are very important.
Very, very important. I agree with that. Rose, you're currently serving as a UN volunteer in South Sudan. What is the most interesting part about your journey?
The very interesting part in my journey is the post that I assume at the workplace. It's more than what I expected because I'm based in places where there are no doctors. At the workplace, I'm seen as a midwife, as an expert because I'm an international. Mm-hmm. I'm seen as a doctor. I'm seen as a coordinator, a manager, a mentor, a trainer, a friend, everything. So when there's a problem, Rose is always looked for.
Yeah.
And then they feel something is missing and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I coordinate activities. I try to make the decisions, try to move things as I mentor them. When, for example, when I go on the ward, every morning, the first thing I do is a ward round, which ward round is supposed to be done by doctors.
Mm.
But because this is a facility under midwives, then I do it with them. I let them learn what I'm doing, make decisions whether this mother will be able to deliver or we refer this mother.
Mm.
What is the problem? When did this mother come? And so forth, we assess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do.
Mm. That's wonderful.
I feel it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's great to see that in your journey, you find ways to fill in the gaps where you can.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have like a structure of exactly what you should do every day because every day is different.
Definitely.
But you make yourself useful.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really important to remember.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you hear about the opportunity to be assigned with UN Volunteers?
Labor, I didn't hear from anyone. It's very interesting. I feel it's very original. When I went for my studies, so UN cars moving around in TVs, I would hear about UN cars, people talk. And then when I would go in the field, then I would get a UN convoy. And in my country, respect given to UN is so big that you feel, let me be part of the keeping process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt one day I want to be part of this UN.
Mm.
So when I managed to get a laptop and internet access in the organization where I was working. And then the first thing I did was on a website was to type the word United Nations because then I felt I should be part of this.
Yeah.
So from there, UNV came. Then when UNV came, I was very surprised. I said, there's also volunteerism in the United Nations. That's very good. I read it through. I registered online, waiting an assignment. So from there, I was 1 year after I registered, I was called for this assignment. But now I'm happy. I was able to tell very many other people about UNV and where to click.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story. That's a wonderful story.
And thank you.
I think a lot of volunteers, UN volunteers, all have their own personal stories. So it's always interesting to know how. Yeah. Yeah. And Rose, you have some music that you want to share with us. Please share with us your song choice of the day.
It's very interesting that I have to give some song choice.
Yeah.
I love music so much. Much as I cannot be typical on what exactly the music team is, I would like to have a music from DJ called We Are the World and We Are the Children.
Uh-huh.
So I know DJ is going to get for us this music. And it's very interesting because if we are the world, we are the children, what does it mean? It means we are the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it means if we are the future, to make a world a better place, productive, we need peace, we need to settle, we need to provide the basic needs for our children so that they grow up, become a better person.
Okay.
So that's the music I need.
So thank you, Rose. That is We Are the World from USA for Africa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, there we go.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of
God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make it right every day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day. Just you and me.
So we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Welcome back to the Spotlight, and I am here with Aliru Rose Omega. Aliru Omega Rose, she's from Uganda and is currently working as a UN volunteer midwife with UNDP in South Sudan. Rose, what is it that made you connect to volunteerism?
Yes, Lebo. I feel I was born a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
From my childhood, I always love working with all the grandmothers, mm-hmm. grandparents, helping those I see are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up like that. Every step in my studies break.
Mm.
I always look for where to be helping people.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, I continued in that way. And then when I grew up, of course, I felt I wanted to help different people who are far from where I've already been contributing.
Mm.
I wanted an environment where people feel my touch more in a place where people are suffering more than where I am,
mm-hmm.
so that I can make impact in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wonderful, Rose. Thank you for sharing that.
And
tell us a little bit more about your most memorable moment serving as a volunteer, the moment that really stood out for you.
If I tell you that moment, it may not be standing out for you, but it is stood for me.
It's personal.
It's personal, yes.
Yeah.
I feel it's the time one day I got a call from a community midwife at around 10:30 p.m. at night.
Mm-hmm.
Then my heart leapt and I said, what could be the problem? Why is this old woman calling me at night?
Mm.
And to my surprise, she called me to say hello.
Mm.
And she called me to say, my daughter, how are you doing?
Mm.
I just wanted to know if all is fine. To me, that's very great.
Yeah.
It means someone like that can think about me.
Mm.
What have I done? I had to, my worries turned into joy. And from that time, I felt I'm needed, I'm loved.
Mm-hmm.
So as a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
whenever I go in the facility, you see a lot of noise is made. When I'm not there, they even call me when I'm in my country.
Mm.
Rose, how are you doing? How's the family? To me, it's very great.
Mm.
I don't feel so much that I've done, but they feel I've done something. This is our person.
Yeah, I think what that means, though, Rose, is that you're actually making an impact in people's lives.
That's great.
Because if you leave footprints in people's hearts, they'll remember you.
Great.
Right?
That's nice. Yeah.
And you're away from your family a lot, Rose. How has the absence from your family affected you?
At first, it was not easy since I have young children. But eventually, when I kept on communicating to them and the frequent visits every 6 weeks with the family, we were able to chat on WhatsApp, calling. Then it became easy for me. Mm-hmm. And the children, I sent them in boarding school. It's like I'm just close to them. Mm-hmm. But the stress comes only when things go wrong in the family, especially sicknesses, mm-hmm. where the mother's love is needed, where you need to be close. You get stressed and you get worried. But otherwise, all is well.
Yeah.
As long as
it is well.
Yeah.
It is well. And Rose, please share with us your second track that you want to share with our audience.
Okay. My second track is about Lucky Dube song. Mm-hmm. It says, different colors, one people. Even if we are different, we are one people.
I think it's so interesting because I think about three people so far that we've actually interviewed have actually wanted this song played. So I think it's a popular song.
Wow. I hope DJ has it.
This is Lucky Dube, different colors, one people.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. I am Lebo and you're listening to Radio Mariah. I'm here with Rose, who is a UN volunteer with UNDP, and she's a midwife doing amazing work. She's telling us a little bit about her story and her journey as a volunteer, not just here in South Sudan, but her volunteerism journey as a whole in her life. Rose, tell us about the feeling that you got when you first arrived in South Sudan.
Oh, the feeling that I had when I first arrived was very exciting because I expected the worst. Mm. I had the least expectations because of what happened about the conflict. I didn't expect I would get some outstanding structures and so forth. My imaginations were beyond. But when I reached, I was able to see some good structures. I was able to see people moving around and so forth. Mm. I felt very excited. And I knew I was going to stay in maybe under the trees, in the caves and so forth. because I haven't moved so much, but to my surprise, I don't feel... It's not what I thought. Yeah.
Rose, that is so funny because does that not sound to you a lot like how a lot of people who've never been to Africa, they'll come to Africa and say, oh my goodness, I didn't know there were houses. And doesn't that sound the
yeah,
same?
Sure.
You have the same? I can't believe you.
Yes.
That is interesting indeed. And what would you say are your greatest achievements?
My greatest achievements, one, is that I, as I said before, I managed to start youth-friendly centers in two facilities where I work, Munuki and Gure Health Centers, where I work with the young people. I feel I'm giving an impact, and then if it's not so much as yet, but it has started, with support of UNFPA, with support of State Minister of Health, we are going to make something outstanding, which I can leave behind here. And then also, at least if I'm to leave now, I have about three competent midwives I've mentored in each of these facilities where I feel now they will not look for Rose. They will only say, let us do it
like the way she... Yeah. That's really great. It's really great to have left a positive impact in somebody else's life that they can use in the future.
Yeah.
That's really important.
So I would also love to leave like at least 50 midwives who have passed the examinations well and become competent midwives to add on these other old age so that they're able to help them because they are really... and we feel at times they do too much work, yet they are not supposed to do.
I have every confidence that you're going to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Rose, so I guess you would then recommending volunteerism to a friend or a family member?
Definitely. You know how I love being a volunteer? As I said, I was born a volunteer. I enjoy this work. If it were to be for life, I would remain a volunteer for life. I've already talked to very many colleagues. As I said, I link them to the websites. Many are waiting. So when we leave, I'm happy. We are every after 4 years we go, the new ones come. Those are the friends who would also come with new ideas for us.
Yeah. And what survival skills have you acquired? While you were here in South Sudan, for example.
I feel your professional knowledge and skills is your ticket to saving lives in this profession. So you must receive the assignment as a call, not to be forced. Communication skill matters a lot. Interpersonal skills is also very important, how to relate with others and know yourself and know how to relate with others. And your personality counts. If you have a poor personality, it will affect your stay with the people. And you must be very innovative. Innovativeness is a skill because you work in an environment where there is a scarce resource. So you are stuck with someone. You need to think very fast to save life.
Thank you for that, Rose. And please share with us your next piece of music.
My next music piece is about Brenda Fassie, My President.
I absolutely love that song. It's a revolutionary song, and we all love Brenda Fassie.
Great.
And if you don't know her, well, this is your opportunity to know her, to get cleared up.
I remember one time how she danced in front of Nelson Mandela with some banana. She had 180 degrees. She sat in front of Nelson, and then got up and gave the president the banana.
And actually, the song "My President" is actually about Nelson Mandela, which is, I think, is very fitting for the current situation that we're in South Sudan.
That's great. Thanks.
So this is Brenda Fassie, My President.
Okay.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. You're listening to Radio Mariah. My name is Lebo, and I am still with Aliru Omega Rose, who is from Uganda, as is currently volunteering as a midwife in UNDP. Rose, how have you adjusted to the conditions in South Sudan that are so different from your own country?
Unfortunately or fortunately, it's not far different from where I am. I don't feel any much difference. Just the little difference is the suffering of the people because of the post-conflict is more than where I am. Some similar cultures, like I'm born from a polygamous family, and polygamous family is so common here.
And then I have not felt
a lot of difference, unfortunately.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Fortunately for you. Because it means you're able to adjust well to the conditions. So that's very good, actually. Yeah. That's very interesting. Mm. And if you were stranded on a desert island, Rose, what luxury item would you take?
The luxury I'll take, because it is a desert place, which is dry, I'll have some water. Mm-hmm. For drinking, I'll take sanitary pads because you know I'm a lady.
Yeah,
that makes my life very uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
I'll have a Bible, even if you don't read. At least you carry. Difficult times at times you'll need what you have never been touching, and I'll take some novel to read, maybe DVD, some to play some local music back home. Remember,
Rose, we didn't say what suitcase items. You said one luxury item. But thank you
and
for
sharing.
And
some glass of wine.
Yeah, okay. For survival.
For survival.
Absolutely needed. Thank you for that, Rose.
You're welcome.
And share with us your next piece of music that you want our listeners to hear.
Okay. As I said, I'm from Uganda, from West Nile. I'm a Lutbara. So there's a song by Kennedy called the Lutbara La Emingwaya. We are the Lutbara.
Listen to that piece of music. Thank you.
Sinya teba zima fizu fefi yoya akoti arua amo kampala nale teba zima ni muazo yoya wadola ndila matia patazale aduse kune akumane lazo yoya polisi bikima tikima arujwa teba zimu bima nefi yoya mena azuru patima arujwa teba zima gabi tefi yoya ojo piri teki matoyo pamadi mingwaya doma nidi chibako sidoyo wawo. Madia ocho piloto misi Jehovah la kiri kiri idi mangarira ikwa mazaya mama madoma nidi chiba kusido yo wawo madoma nidi chiba kusido yo mandila mamuringwaya madoma nidi chiba kusido yo wawo.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. My name is Lebo, and I am here with Rose, who's sharing with us her volunteerism journey. She's currently in South Sudan, and she's a midwife. Rose,
yes.
Who are the people who have been the most influential in your life?
my parents who brought me up. They taught me how to live a life. I'm here like that because of them. Then also I had there are priests who contributed in my school fees, who made me who I am. When my parents were unable, they were able to and say, Rose, this is not the end. You can still do better. They gave me all the courage to do better. So those are very important. Even Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. You remember Nelson Mandela? I don't know if there's anyone whose life is not touched by Mandela.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is special after all that.
That's wonderful. Wonderful indeed. And one of the greatest benefits of being a volunteer is getting to experience and be part of the community that you serve.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship that you have with the community that you're in?
Very excellent relationship with the community.
Yeah.
It may not be everywhere, but where I stay with them, I've never had any problems.
Mm-hmm.
They feel I'm their own daughter. Mm. I feel they are my parents.
Mm.
You remember my parents are unable to call me, but they're able to call me.
Yes.
I relate well with them. I eat with them. I drink with them. I dance with them. After work, we also have to have, we have our TV. We put and each one goes to saw a style in front and you have fun.
Wonderful.
Very, very excellent.
Yeah. Wonderful.
I feel I'm loved.
Yeah.
I also love them.
Okay. That's wonderful indeed. And what misconceptions about volunteerism have you heard that you would like to dispel?
The misconception I can mention about is saying volunteerism is a suffering experience.
Mm.
It is for no pay, it's for no salary.
Mm.
Of course, we don't have a salary, but we have what we call living allowance that you get, which consists of your family allowance, accommodation, feeding, all this. When you add up, it's even better, far much better than what you earn back in your account, what you would call a salary.
Mm.
But of course, you put service before the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a misconception that I feel people should not get scared of. It doesn't mean they're placing you there to suffer.
Mm.
There's something that they want your life to be comfortable with. So that is one. And
okay.
The second one is someone saying, you are just a volunteer. I'm not just. Are you just? With all that you are doing, you are a professional, except you have a big heart. People don't know. You see that.
You're not just.
I'm not just. That's just.
Okay. And apart from volunteerism, Rose, what are your other interests and which professional areas are you interested in?
I am eyeing at a very, very big post
in
Bonn.
Ah.
Where I will oversee all the UNVs in the world.
Wow. Really?
Maybe executive director after that.
I love that.
And then I also would love a position actually in reproductive health where my decision counts. I want to cause impact in the lives of people. And if anything, I could become the future president in my country.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
So that I can really have an impact.
Yeah. I love your ambition. You're really ambitious, and that's really motivating for the rest of us. Hey.
Thank you
for that, Rose.
Thank you.
And Rose, please share with us your final track that you've selected.
My final track is R. Kelly, "Storm Is Over."
Mm-hmm.
So I feel we should have a song one day in South Sudan that the storm is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know the storm?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
This is R. Kelly, "The Storm Is Over."
Yes.
I was in a tunnel and couldn't see the light. Whenever I'd look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing, it seems like I done walked for miles. And my heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. But then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. Heard a small voice saying the storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can see the sunshine
somewhere beyond the clouds.
I feel heaven, yeah.
Heaven is over me.
Come
midst of my battle, all hope was gone. Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. And every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no finish line. Oh, but then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains. I hollered help cause I was lost. Then I felt the strong wind. And then a small voice saying the storm is over.
The storm is over now. And
I can see the sunshine.
Somewhere beyond the clouds.
I can feel heaven.
Heaven
there.
Is over me.
Oh, come on and set me free. Somehow my beginning stepped
right in.
Then faith became my friend.
And
now I can begin on the voices of a wind. When it's saying, storm is over.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. I am here with Rose, and my name is Lebo. And we're talking a little bit about Rose's volunteerism journey, not just in South Sudan, but in South Sudan and beyond. So, Rose, what book do you think has made the biggest impact in your life?
The book that made biggest impact in my life mm-hmm. is called Robin Sharma.
Uh-huh.
You can have it. It's called, you see, Who Will Cry When You Die?
Mm.
So when you think about that, if you die, who will cry? It's a very big impact. It means it talks about your life on earth, how you relate to people.
Mm.
And wow. Robin Sharma, the father told him a story. When you were born, brought on this earth, you cried. The world rejoiced.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you die, who will cry?
Mm. Wow. Wow.
So the life of a baby on earth is a cry. That's when you know it's a live baby.
Mm-hmm.
So people rejoice.
Yeah.
That is it. Then after you are brought up, how is your life?
Mm.
So now when you die,
mm-hmm.
someone should be there to
somebody
say, wake up.
Cry.
Wake up and don't die.
Yeah. Not just say, okay. Yeah. They are gone. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like an interesting read, and I might just read it myself. This is Robin Sharma, Who Will Cry When You Die. That's Rose's recommendation. Thank you for sharing, Rose.
Welcome.
And as you head out to volunteer even more, Rose, what would you carry to the field to make a difference?
I need, as I said, I have already some people on the ground. Even if I leave, they are there to stand out. But I need more numbers of those people. Now, instead of three, I need at least five people in each of those facilities who stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my activities, part of my work, I mentor national UNVs. I want them to stand out like me,
mm-hmm.
making decisions, being proactive
mm-hmm.
to keep the flag rolling.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, Rose, thank you very much for letting us hear your story on the Spotlight on Radio Mariah. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And don't forget that the Spotlight also airs on Saturdays, 8 to 9 p.m. on Radio Mariah. Tune in again next week, Friday, to listen to our next Spotlighter guest. Thank you to our wonderful producer, McCreen. And this is the Spotlight. I am Lebo. Have a wonderful day.